It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Tariff talk and technical selling has come in to drive the markets down here. Over the last few sessions, we've seen the marketplace come under a little bit of selling pressure, and right now we're sitting at some strong support lines. And the question is, will these hold or will we continue to see this market drift? When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the markets.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, the grain markets have, well, put in their recent highs here not that long ago, especially when you look at it for wheat and for corn. For the last four out of the last five sessions, we've seen Minneapolis wheat and corn trade a little bit on the lower side, and it was about 5 days ago that they put in their highs. Soybeans, on the other hand, it was about 15 days ago that they put in their highs, but they've traded lower eight of the last 15. And we've seen these markets kind of drift a little bit lower off of tariff concerns, off of the March contract coming into delivery and having the roll of the positions out of March and into deferred contracts, or for producers just having to plain sell the grain because of not wanting to roll contracts. And all that has come in and helped driven the markets here this week, taking us down to some strong support lines, and we can see if these are going to hold here for the rest of the week. But at this point, you know, this market is a little bit vulnerable, and I think waiting to see just how the tariff is going to fall into place, whether or not we're going to see retaliations from other countries, or whether or not we'll just implement the tariffs on their products. But for Minneapolis wheat, as I said, we've been down four of the last five sessions, losing about 35 cents. Corn has been down four of the last five sessions, losing about 30 cents. And soybeans are down eight of the last 15 sessions, losing about 60 cents. And again, all three are sitting at support lines. I think right now this market's going to watch the developments of the tariffs and decide if they will continue to see a little bit of pressure or if we can stage a little bit of a recovery.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.